Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week.
Hello all, and welcome into this episode of the Poetry Tavern. My name is Charlotte, I'm your host. I was going to say for this week's episode, but I'm the host for every episode, so I guess for this week's as well. This week we're going to be talking about rhyme schemes, because I've got no clue about rhyme schemes. I mean, as, like, a child, you're taught that rhyme schemes are a really important part of poetry. And then I sort of shed that at some point. I was like, let me just write what comes to mind and I will edit it after. But I think that, like, they can provide a lot of structure into a poem in a way that, like, isn't necessary but can be really useful for thinking about how to build the poem. And also, like, when you're studying poetry, there's a lot that rhyme schemes have to say about older poetry because of how prevalent they were. And I'm going to look a bit at two rhyme schemes today. I'm looking at one poem that's ABAB, and then another one that's AABBCCDD, and so on and so forth. Because I think, like, those are the two you're taught about, and also they're fairly prevalent types of rhyme schemes. So yeah, enough of me waffling. Let's get into some poems. Okay, so our first poem is Friends by Abby Farwell Brown. I found this while I was looking for poems with rhyme schemes, and I was looking through a lot of poems, and I read this one and I was like, ooh. Yes. Anyway, before I just start making noises again, let's get into it. How good to lie a little while and look up through the tree. The sky is like a kind big smile, bent sweetly over me. The sunshine flickers through the lace of leaves above my head and kisses me upon the face like mother before bed. The wind comes stealing o'er the grass to whisper pretty things, and though I cannot see him pass, I feel his careful wings. So many gentle friends are near, whom one can scarcely see. A child should never feel a fear, wherever he may be. So this poem had the ABAB, CDCDE, so on and so forth, rhyme scheme. And it's such a beautiful, like, sweet little poem about nature and its connection to humanity and the sort of interweaving of those two and the sort of lives that we live in conjunction with nature in a really beautiful way. And what's interesting about using the ABAB rhyme scheme for this, I mean, when you are taught poetry in school, you were taught to analyze it and make meaning of even the littlest things like the rhyme scheme. Not say the rhyme scheme is the littlest thing, because it's probably required a great amount of effort, but the ABAB sort of implies an intertwining of these things. Like, there is a careful flow, like an ebb and flow of the rhyme scheme that sort of acts as the intertwining of the people and the nature. And maybe that's a bit of a stretch, but I think, like, when you are analysing poetry, these are the kind of things you're taught to look for. I think it's really interesting. And I really loved it talking about nature as a friend. I think, like, I have always lived in very urban areas, and I live in a city, and you don't get a lot of nature, but the parts of nature, I mean, you get birds and the wind and insects, and the parts of nature that you almost don't even think about interacting with every day are a very natural part of your life. And I think this is just a really beautiful poem in the way that it talks about that. Let's move on. Cool. So our next poem is Pride by Frances Dugan. I really hope I'm saying that right. This one is AABBCC and so on. So, and you can you can very much see how it's fitting into this. Like, it feels very much as it's trying to fit in the structure, which I think is kind of cool about it. There are others where it's like, I don't like it as much, but in this one it sort of feels like... I'm not going to talk about it before I get into the poem. I'll get into the poem and then we'll... Okay. Pride, Frances Duggan. Behind the facade of our big egos, we constantly do hide. A pride of five letters is only that, just pride. And some will even tell you pride comes before a fall. From life we have been learning from before we learned to crawl. The thing we refer to as pride, not easily understood. A little pride is necessary, but too much pride, not good. Pride can lead to big egos and snobbish self-conceit. A truly humble person is one you don't often meet. The self-opinionated and self-conceited never know to be rare. Those who promote their egos in the bigger world out there. From the seeds of a big ego, success is often grown. A humble, quiet achiever is one I have not known. A little pride is necessary and self-esteem okay. But too much pride can lead to arrogance, and that seems sad to say. One of the things that I think I enjoy about this poem is that it is teaching a lesson. It is very much using the AABBCC rhyme scheme, which is a rhyme scheme we're all taught, like, very young. I mean, you know, like, it's one of the first, if I remember correctly. And it almost feels like it is appealing to that thing of, this is a understanding that we are or should be taught. Like, at first I thought it was saying, oh, don't be too prideful, which is a lot of, like, the message about pride. But then it's like, no, you have to have a little bit of pride in yourself, because if you don't, like, believe in yourself and advocate for yourself, like, you're not going to get very far, because you have to believe that you are good enough to do the things you want to do. And I think it's really interesting to use this sort of very commonly recognized rhyme scheme, and it's almost like it's a teaching moment within this poem, using this specific rhyme scheme that is widely recognized. Yeah, I think it's really interesting, and I think it, like, yeah, I have to find myself having, like, a hard time trying to perfectly fit my thoughts into words. I just think this one is, like, good, you know? Anyway. Cool, so that brings us to the end of the episode. Welcome. Thank you all for coming in. Next week's episode, we are going to be talking about beat poetry and the beat generation. I've sort of wanted to be looking at, I've been doing a lot of techniques, a lot of, like, you know, yeah, techniques, and I sort of want to look at, like, a type of poetry, specifically a period of poetry, a genre of poetry, that I really know very little about, so that's going to be fun for me, and hopefully fun for you guys too. So yeah, join us next week for beat poetry and the beat generation. Enjoy!